Food waste. Why do we throw so much away? A third of the world's food is never eaten, and the cost is far greater than it seems. Every evening, in kitchens and restaurants around the world, a quiet waste takes place. Perfectly good bread, bruised fruit, and half-eaten meals are scraped into the bin without a second thought. It feels harmless, but multiplied across billions of homes, it becomes one of the planet's largest and most overlooked problems. Roughly a third of all the food grown for people is never eaten. The scale is hard to picture. About 1.3 billion tons of food are lost or thrown away every year, while hundreds of millions of people go hungry. Some is lost on farms or in transport, especially perishable items like milk and vegetables that spoil quickly. But in wealthier countries, most waste happens at home, where families routinely discard food they simply forgot to eat. The costs reach far beyond the dinner table. When food rots in a landfill, it releases methane, a gas far more powerful than carbon dioxide. If food waste were a country, it would be the third largest source of greenhouse gases on Earth. It also throws away the water, land, and fuel used to grow it. A single wasted apple represents about 125 liters of water. Yet this is a problem almost anyone can help solve. Some shops now sell surplus stock cheaply instead of binning it. Restaurants donate leftovers, and many families turn scraps into compost that feeds a garden rather than a dump. Others simply plan meals and remember that a slightly ugly vegetable is still perfectly edible. If a third of our food is wasted, how much could change if each of us wasted just a little less?